Well, good day. Today, our guest is Ms. Iman Ibrahim, Planning Manager for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Iman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Carl.
Iman, remind our listeners, what is NERPC and what do you do?
As you mentioned, I'm a planning manager at NERPC, and I have been with NERPC for over 13 years.
Wow.
So far, and actually my focus area is transportation, land use, and corridor planning. And NERPC is a council of government, mm-hmm. and we also the metropolitan planning organization for the three counties here, Lake, Porter, and LaPorte County.
Wonderful.
And our focus on planning that is related to transportation and transit, economic development, environment. And we are designated to receive federal funding from the Federal Highway Department to have planning for transportation and also provide funding for constructions and improve transportation improvements within the region.
I see. I understand you've been working on planning issues pertaining to e-commerce, and I know you know our listeners have heard about e-commerce, but can you tell our listeners really what that term means?
E-commerce is electronic commerce, mm-hmm. and the easy way to describe that is, you know, and we all do that, buying mm-hmm. or selling online through the internet. That's the simple way to describe e-commerce. However, e-commerce has other elements that is related to NERPC, for mm-hmm. example. You know, we have some work that is related to e-commerce, and that's why we are already conducting a study now, e-commerce in Northwest Indiana. And over the last 25 years, e-commerce has continued to increase, and it will continue to increase an indefinite way. You know, like we don't know exactly, is that going to change or will continue, but the projection now saying it's keeping increasing. And one of the leading company now, we know it's Amazon, mm-hmm. which represent almost 35% of the market share of the e-commerce.
I see.
And it is expected to increase actually to 50% by the year 2021.
Sure. So as we talk about Amazon, so how does that e-commerce impact transportation and vehicle emissions here in Northwest Indiana?
Yeah, of course. As we see now, you know, some of the stores are closing.
Sure.
They are expecting that in the next 6 years, we will have almost 70,000 stores, retail stores will be closed in
wow.
the U.S.
Wow.
And that's because of the e-commerce.
Mm.
And the impact of that is we have the increasing of truck traffic.
Sure.
Within the region. We see more vans now within mm-hmm. the neighborhood and subdivisions. And of course, it will increase the air quality, make it more bad. We will have greenhouse gas emissions mm-hmm. increasing. And as we know, or you may know, because that's your area in the air quality, that like the trucks produce four times of nitrogen than cars.
I see.
And 22 times particles than cars. Yeah. And that's affected the air quality.
Yes, absolutely. So are there offsets with fewer passenger vehicles and more trucks on the roads due to e-commerce? And you know, how do we?
NERPC actually conducted a household travel survey
sure.
in 2008 mm-hmm. and another one in 2018.
Okay.
And we noticed, we looked at the shopping trips,
mm-hmm.
and we found out that it got decreased by one third.
Wow.
So in 10 years. And that's because of e-commerce, as we see. And of course, that like the traffic is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
So it means we don't have car for shopping, but we have other trips. So it could be trucks, it could be vans, pickup.
Sure. So do you think we're meeting the logistics and transportation needs for e-commerce here in Northwest Indiana?
We actually, you know, like in a good position.
Uh-huh.
Indiana in general ranked number 3 for freight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a very good mm-hmm. Railroad system.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Port of Indiana in Burns Harbor, and it's actually connecting to St. Lawrence Lake Seaway, and that's make it like an international connection. And we have the Gary Chicago Airport. We have a 4 interstate system, which is really one of the significant interstate that has a good traffic between east and west.
And so what do you see as the pros and cons related to e-commerce for the future of our region's economy?
Yeah, the pros, like, we have, like, some good pros, mm-hmm. that, like, the proximity to Chicago.
Sure.
We are within the 100-mile radius around Chicago, and that's one number, rank as number 5 fulfillment market.
Okay.
And that's give us some advantages. You know, when they look at warehouses and distribution centers to help e-commerce, they look at an area within the radius of big market like Chicago. Mm. We are also close to Indianapolis, which they have the second large hub of FedEx worldwide.
Okay.
And that's give us a good advantage. And as I mentioned, we have the Gary Chicago Airport, and mm-hmm. we have also the Port of mm-hmm. Indiana.
I see.
So, and we are number 9. Actually ranked in the best tax environment for
wow.
businesses.
Okay.
And that's also encouraged people to have businesses here. Yep. So that's the pros. For cons, do you know, I can see like it's more like a challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the e-commerce, and it's not just in Northwest Indiana, we have a high vacancy rate now of businesses.
Sure.
So it's almost 13%. And actually, we have out of the 13%, 9% are vacant in the last 3 years.
Wow.
Which is, we have to look to an area like that. People now used to live or would like to live near shopping area.
Absolutely.
Now, do you know, because of the e-commerce, do you know, like it doesn't matter for them to live away.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually burden our transportation investment and funding because we have to build roads.
Right.
And we have to provide infrastructure and utilities and getting people away from the downtown area and urban area. And that's also a challenge, which we have because of that. The traffic, actually the freight is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of tear and wear in our roads. Mm-hmm. And we have a lack of funding. So all of these challenges, you know, like it has to be improved.
Absolutely.
To be competitive in the e-commerce.
So as you talk about that, so how is NERPC improving the region's potential for a positive e-commerce outcome?
We looked at the e-commerce, you know, like when we conducted the 2050 plan mm-hmm. to look at the next 30 years for planning for the 3-county area. And e-commerce came as one of the influential trends you know, like to look at. We said, you know, like we have to plan for e-commerce. We have to look at how is that going to make changes in our region. So we determine how to best maximize future road transportation dollars to support road infrastructure
mm-hmm.
For new and existing warehouses and distribution centers.
Sounds like you've been really busy.
We are.
Yes. And so how can our listeners learn more about some of these initiatives and things that you're working on or potentially be part of some of the solutions?
Yeah, but they can look at our website mm-hmm. at www.nerpc.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can contact me at eibrahim mm-hmm. at nerpc.org.
You know, we look forward to hearing updates on this project on further shows, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Wanted to thank our guest today, Ms. Iman Ibrahim, Planning Manager for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.